Welcome back, everyone. Going into the third hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Steven, what have you learned?
So, telekinetic ram is really only effective against things that are, like, absolutely stationary. If the thing can move, then it will move in order to absorb force of the blow. So, like, I can use it to shove this ship, and I'll do probably, like, one damage to it or whatever, but it's not going to do the full damage. But, like, I guess I'm on top of this thing, and I'm looking at it, and I know that I can teleport, not teleport, but I can telekinesis, like, 10 grenades up there at once, and that I can use telekinetic ram. So I sort of radio down to you guys on our, you know, secure comms channel or whatever, and I say, Mr. Higgins, I have an idea. What if we tell the high beam ship that we have an anti-air weapon trained on them, and that if they don't stand down or comply with the trade, then we will fire. And then when they don't comply, I can shove them with the telekinetic ram and make a convincing argument for the fact that we do have this weapon.
Okay. And the trade is the
Caterpillar. Trade is they give us the damn boat.
For?
Flynn. That was the whole idea.
Okay.
Karen went completely back on the deal.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
The deal.
What okay. A bastard that Kira is, huh?
How dare she?
I can't believe it, frankly.
The deal where we tried to steal her boat and kidnapped her friend.
Ugh. Went back on that deal.
Altharius, what? If we were to perhaps have Kira out in the middle of this area,
yes.
What's the likelihood that you could take the shot on her and, you know, kill her? One and done.
Pretty close to 100%.
Okay. I think maybe that's what we do then. We get her to come on the ground.
We don't get the boat though.
Well, I mean the space pirate. Well, fuck. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll go out there and I'll do my best.
We need Kira.
We do need Kira. That's very true. I just want to make sure she dies at the end of this.
Oh, that'd be good.
We are all in agreement.
I okay. also want those syndicate people to die, too. If we could do that, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably the pirates as well.
I'll work on something.
Carnage without number.
I'll work just on something.
Everyone's goal is now kill everyone three times.
All right, Eric. I'm going to go outside, let them know that we've got something trained on them. And if they don't comply, and then I'll do a countdown because she seems fond of that.
Killing
so.
Without numbers.
Try to be in there when I hit zero, okay? Are you all good to go on your end? Do you need a couple minutes?
I'm ready.
Okay, Piani, would you like to say yes or no to this plan? Or are you okay to...
I mean, I'm happy to assist any way I can.
Okay. But... You should probably call Beefsteak. Let him know to get the local authorities over here. Probably use some help.
All right.
Maybe
I'll
go
do
with
it.
That. Do that before I walk out there so I at least know if we've got some people coming to help.
Okay, I'll call them right now then.
Okay. All right, so you want to do that first before we enact countdown to the plan?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so he answers on like the second ring. And it sounds like he's talking to you on, like you can hear like wind swinging in the background. He's like, Piani.
Beef. I've got some information for you.
Okay, go ahead. I'm kind of in transit right now. Just a second, and then you hear like the ticking of a turn indicator, and then the wind sound goes off and like turns on. He's like, click. It's like, there you go. I don't like to talk and drive. What's going on?
Did you find out anything new?
No. I've been calling contacts around here, but. I can't seem to pick anything up.
Well, I told you I wasn't very good at the security thing, but one thing I'm good at is gathering information, and I've got a bunch that you need to know.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm listening.
All right. Well, it seems that my friends already had heard about the little situation that happened, and, well, we know exactly where Kira's at, but you're not going to like what you hear.
Oh, no? Why's that?
Well, she's been kidnapped by some high-beam pirates.
So I think we snap to Mr. Beefsteak, like, on the side of the road. He's got his, like, hover motorcycle. And, you know, he's got his helmet under one arm, and he's got his little earpiece in, and you say that, you're like, we hear the audio from his end, and he like snaps his sunglasses off and just kind of stares into the distance, and he's like, high beam. and he like, yeah, and then we snap back to you and we hear, high beam pirates, eh? Our most hated foe. Where are they? Where are they? I'll kill them all. I'll kill them with my bare hands.
Hold on one second. Let me. I don't actually know the address, but hold a second. I put it on. I guess I like mute, and I'm like, Higgs, should I tell him to come here? This is the last chance to
tell yes. him. Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I give him the address.
I mean, just tell him to look for the giant fucking spaceship. I don't know if he needs the address.
I give him the address, and I'm like, you won't miss it because there's a giant fucking spaceship outside. It says high beam on the side of it.
But tell something him else. Black zebra spaceship.
Tell him they may try to trick him by using her with a gun to her head.
There's something else. I don't know what they did to Kira, but she's not. It's like she's. It can't be right. She's cooperating with the pirates. They've done something to her.
It's probably psychic influence. I've seen this before. Very dangerous.
It is dangerous. Don't come. Don't come, Beefsteak. Just send a team. I worry for your safety.
Tell him you will take care of it because you're tough. You're hard.
I don't know if you'd believe that, but...
It's to encourage him, to make him want to come more.
I'm going to go... I'm here already. My friends are inside. They tracked him down.
He's like, what?
I'm going to go stop him.
You're there already? But you're in danger, Piani. I have to come now. Listen, just get yourself somewhere safe. I'll be right there.
All right. Oh, by the way, there's a labor dispute not too far away. You might want to take an alternate route.
Unions, too? This planet, it's... Asa used to be such a cool place to hang out.
At least you got waffle hamburgers.
That's right, Piani. And no matter what happens, we'll always have waffle hamburgers. Stay safe.
I'll see you soon.
Okay, so he hits his Bluetooth, jams his helmet on, and tears off into the distance. I find it interesting that that Alpharius, you don't know how to maneuver through a romantic conversation with a woman, but you know the way straight to a man's heart.
Interesting thing, is it not?
So he's on his way, and ostensibly calling for backup. Cool. So meanwhile, Higgs and Eric, you're ready to plan your.
Yeah, I walk back and I make sure that the Caterpillar knows the plan and that we're not putting him in harm's way. Well, we are putting him in harm's way, but no harm's going to come to him
because only as much as the harm that the rest of us are being put in.
Yeah. And that this is not our fault. We're trying to get him out of here safely. And that if he could help in any way possible with what's about to go down, to let us know in some fashion by saying yes. To what I'm currently saying to him, and I give him the full plan, and just kind of wait.
Yeah, he hums gently.
You can help us, or you can't. Two for yes, one for no. Remember,
the humming changes pitch slightly. He's either being obstinate, or doesn't know what you want him to do, or is just kind of like he's scared. Like there's some stuff going on, but he's not being helpful.
Or okay. It's a caterpillar.
Okay, little buddy. Let's mosey on out there. Remember, we're not putting you in harm. We're just making some threats, okay?
I like to imagine intermittently, like, little brown turds come out of the back of them, too, as we walk around.
just like, they're shaped like a can of beans or something.
Yeah. Chunk.
Like, he doesn't care for human social mores. Why would he?
No, right, exactly.
Where he's from, pooping in the streets is a common occurrence.
That's right. They're just like pellets. So up on the roof, Eric, like, he's got some duct tape and he's wrapping it around two grenades. And he just pulls the pins and holds the handles in place.
Mm-hmm.
And he radios down, all right, Mr. Higgins, I'm ready.
Okay, now we're going to go on zero. So I'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, zero, and then on zero, that's when you let it go, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going
outside. Wait. You should count down from 10.
Okay, we're going to go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and then on zero, you let it go, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, I'm going outside. I kind of just like walking between the two buildings.
Okay.
And then I just, with one hand still like holding the caterpillar's whatever, I just put my hand up like this, like it's a gun, and just point it at the ship.
Okay.
And I just wait till like Kira contacts me.
Okay. So yeah, so Kira comes on over the speakers, and she's like, "All right, are you ready to do the sensible thing and give me my friend back?"
You know, Kira, I'm not. What I'm actually going to do is your friend let us in here on a little secret, and he's actually told us how we could mess with you some. We've actually built some ground-to-ship missiles, and we've got them all over the area right now. We're going to go and test one in 10 seconds just so you know what's going on, unless you agreed to the deal that you were supposed to come here with, but you fucked up, so... Just letting you know that in 10 seconds, I'm going to go ahead and cock this trigger, and we'll just see what happens. Let the space pirates know that any harm that comes to the trip to the ship is 100% yours, just so they're aware of this.
Yeah, she's like, "You're so full of shit."
Okay.
Yeah, we've scanned the buildings. You have nothing.
I'd start telekinetically moving the grenades in the ship's directions.
I was like, okay. 10, 9... 8.
So your plan here is like lifting them up and just like hovering the grenades in towards the ship?
Well, I've got two of them. I'm moving them as fast as I can towards the ship. And then once they get there, I'm going to let go of the handles.
Yeah.
And then the grenades will explode. And then following that, I'll do the telekinetic ram.
Okay. All right. So spend all the PP for all that stuff.
Okay.
Spend How about points. On a luck See, check of 18 plus the ship dies and we just get the boat?
I don't want to give you a 1 in 10 chance.
Okay.
You know what, Adam? I'll take those odds. You've convinced me.
I have enough PP left over for a second telekinetic ram and no more.
Okay. All right. So the idea here is that the exploding grenades give the... like, because a hand grenade's not going to do shit to a ship, even two of them.
Yeah, I know. It's really...
But it's for show, right?
Well, it's to give them something that they can possibly actually register on their radar. It's like, oh, here is a projectile coming towards us, and then... Well,
while he's doing that, Adam, I'm going to lift a sandblaster with my mind, and I'm going to... shoot it.
There's no such thing exists. Okay, all right. So the grenades go off, and then you ram the ship.
Yep.
So you see the ship. How do you hit it? Like, because you've got pretty good control over it. Do you want to hit it in like the side? Do you want to hit it from underneath? Like, what's
I
want to
hit it at whatever angle is going to cause it the most like spinning out of controllingness.
Yeah, so you'd probably want to tip it rather than, like, I can't remember I don't know which is pitch and which is yaw, but you want to hit it in a way that it tilts one of its downward thrusters sideways and they have to, like, flip back. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay, cool. Sure, that's no problem. You're not really doing any damage to it, but you're definitely going to, like, knock it and it...
Yep.
Yeah, it the ship, and Higgs, you see this from outside. It's probably the most impressive from there.
Play it cool, though. I just cock the trigger, and then once it's done, I, like, blow the...
Yeah,
so and then ship, I put the gun back at my side and be like, "Kira, you think we're fucking around?"
it tilts on one side, and then that pushes the ship to one side. It hits a nearby building, and a bunch of like brick and concrete like fall down. It tries to tilt back the other way, moves a little bit. Yeah, I guess it'd be roll, not pitch or yaw. But it rolls sideways, hits the building, throws some concrete, and I think that we get the like Star Trek shot of the interior, the bridge of the ship. So there's Kira, there's a guy in like a naval outfit and some miscellaneous like pirates, and yeah, they all go.
Take another hit like that, there's a chance we might brush up against another
and so there's,
building.
There's damage sensors going off. There's like alarms, and the captain shouts something in Cantonese to one of the officers. And the officer looks back and like shrugs and is like, and we're getting little subtitles, so it's like, "What hit us?" And it's like, "I don't know, Captain. We only registered the smallest explosion." And then the captain's like, "Well, then what the fuck was that?" And then turns to Kira and in English says, "You told us this wasn't going to be a problem, Nganzai. I'm not risking my ship for this shit. get him under control or we're leaving. And she grabs the mic. And I think that she says, okay, hold on, Higgs. Fine. So you've got a weapon. Let's not get crazy here. I don't want anybody else to get hurt.
Give us the fucking boat, Kira.
She killed the doctor.
I don't have it here. It's not on the ship. I've hidden it somewhere safe. Give me Flynn, and I'll send you the coordinates.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna fucking... You can't fool me once, all right? Twice.
She can't. It's the second time she cannot.
It's the second time you can't fool me, Kira.
He's like, Higgs. The second time.
Look, and I pull the gun back out from my side and point at the ship. Say, I don't know how many fucking times you think you can fool me, but it amounts to zero. Kira, go get the fucking boat right now or send someone to fucking get it. You're not moving or we'll take the ship down. I can do this for days, Kira. Days.
Okay, I couldn't, Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, so you know, we snap it. You hear him say
like,
that.
I've got Eric, like sweat yeah. dripping down my face.
Okay, so while George W. Higgs is down on the deck, you.
What movie did we watch together, Eric? Remember that? What movie was that?
What movie did we watch together?
Forgot what you guys
Space
watched.
Wars 27.
Yeah. Do you say over the comms, I can't, Higgs?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I say.
All right. I think literally in the confusion of all this, Alpharius opens up a comm with you. It's like, it's Space Wars 27 when they had the prolonged battle over the Andorian planet. We knew that they could not muster enough forces to hold off the bad guys. And yet we still had, and then he just keeps talking to him.
Yeah. No. And Eric thinks back, like there's this little smash cut back to his training in Hoveyda, where he's like watching a member of the Caliphate burn in order to access untapped wells of psychic power. And then it snaps back to like, you know, modern times or whatever. Like, you know, this Caliphate guy is sitting there like screaming as like psychic energy bleeds from his face or whatever. And Eric snaps back. His look hardens and he says on the comms, I can go a little further.
And then it just pans back to Higgs, and Alpharius is giving the cheekiest thumbs up.
Yeah, I got this. Okay.
It cuts back, and I'm just like, God damn it, Kira, if the fucking boat's not here in the next 30 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and fire, and those pirates aren't going to be happy. I'm just going to let you know that much.
So make a... Make a persuade roll.
Okay. Any assistance? Any bonus?
Don't yeah.
fuck this up, Higgs.
I think just flat out you get a bonus for like all the stuff that's been going on by the con itself.
Okay. How much?
So yeah, take a plus one for that.
Okay.
And go ahead and roll.
Here is the roll.
You got a 9. You can always reroll if you think you can do better.
I roll a 3, so the lowest I could get is a 5.
Yeah.
Isn't a 9 pretty good?
9's pretty good, but 9's it's not
like
a 10.
A qualified success. Yeah, a 10 or better would be like, you just I'm going to just give you the thing.
I don't tempt fate, for fuck's sakes.
Do you have to take the second, or do you take the best?
Yeah, you take the second one. It's a
you
reroll.
Take the second one no matter what.
Statistically speaking, you're actually likely to roll higher.
I am.
It's true.
But if I roll a 5, that's really shitty.
If you roll a 5, then we're fucked.
What do you think?
I think I'm going to keep the 9.
Okay. All right. So Kira, there's a long pause, and Kira comes over the comms and says, look, all right, this whole thing is just getting way out of hand. Let me just keep Flynn, and for the love of God, you better keep him safe. I'll hold onto the boat, I'll get in touch with you, we'll find a neutral place, and we can do the swap. You can have the fucking boat, all right?
Now hold on there, Kira. I'm not letting you out of my fucking sights, because I did that once, and he brought a goddamn ship in front of us. All right.
How hilarious.
I kind of look over and I'm just like,
he's like, check your cobs.
I go to my cobs.
Captain, I must advise, this is probably the best deal we'll get out of this.
I'm just nodding. And I put the pistol back up to the ship. I was like, all right, Kira, that works. Now get the fuck out of here.
give her your number or something.
My number. You ready? You got a pen?
Okay. So you send her your number. You get her your contact information, and yeah, the ship turns and takes off. And then quiet sort of falls over the area. And it's still where before it no longer the ship is gone, so it's quiet. And you just hear there's just the faint humming of Flynn. Like, and it seems like he's just kind of like amused, maybe, like he's just kind of like looking around and waiting for the next weird thing to happen.
Just like, Flynn, if you ever go back to your people, tell the story of Captain Higgins, who once chased away a pirate ship with his finger gun. I just like blow the tip of my finger, just holster the gun back in my side.
I come on the comms. I say, I think he actually chased it away with his mechanic.
Yeah, and Flynn, if we could see Flynn's subtitles, it would be something like, yeah, typical underutilized mechanics. But he just does a little like wiggle with his front paws at you. His little like, I guess they're arms, and then he goes back towards the building where everybody else is waiting.
Okay. Well, I say, Flynn, you can go ahead and join your compatriots. I'm going to go pay a visit to our friends over yonder. And I walk over to the building next door.
Okay. You hear sirens in the distance.
Oh, fuck. That's right. We have the police coming now. Shit. Yeah.
Well, but is the ship leaving is it already left? I mean,
it's gone. Yeah, it's flown away.
Yeah, it's leaving.
Maybe then I would say, great plan and all. Beefsteak still on his way. We better get our story straight.
Well, that story lies with you, Piani. You can be the one to tell it. He trusts you the most.
It's a story of love. You had to see him again, so you said the one thing you knew would bring him straight to your arms.
God, I hate you, Eric.
Piani.
I'm not doing that, Eric.
Piani, I need you to take my hand.
What are you? No. No, I'm serious. We need to have a story for, like, they left.
Look, the story is that we had leverage with Flynn. That Flynn's with us now, and we're trying to get him back to Kira, but the pirates took Kira. We don't know. They're going to contact us later. We saved Flynn. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're trying to get the boat back, and they're going to be contacting us later today on where that location is. And we would love any and all help of the local police in obtaining this boat back for the good of all Asens. Or some shit. I don't know. That's up to you.
They're assins.
Assins.
Do we really want to tell the police about the missing hyperboat that belongs to Kira and Gaza that we're trying to steal?
Let's leave it out.
It's up to you guys.
It's a detail that doesn't
louder.
Look, I'm going to go next door.
I guess I go outside then.
Okay.
Because thinking that maybe that would be the best way to defuse it.
Yeah, I go next door.
Okay.
I just knock on the door and say, hey, friend, just wanted you to know that I defeated that ship with my finger pistol. And you're welcome for not having anyone killed in there. There's going to be some local police here soon. I don't know if that's an issue. I won't make them aware of your position, but we'll be back with the boat later today. So just be ready for us.
Okay. Yeah, they don't respond, but you imagine they heard you.
Yeah. And I start walking back over.
Okay, so you and Piani are out in the street when a group of motorcycle cops show up.
I'm by the way.
Okay, yeah, you're out there too. So I guess is everybody there except, or are you babysitting Flynn, Eric, inside? Yeah, I guess if we all like reconnoitered, then yeah, I'd be back inside with Flynn. And I actually do take a moment to say, Piani, how are you doing on your power points? You know, the points that you have to spend to activate your psychic powers. Those things that totally exist in the real world in which we live.
Well, I'm honestly, feeling like, fine I'm sure, if that's I'm sure that because asking. Because meta psionics are a thing, there's a way to measure someone's inherent like capacity for continued strain, right?
Yep.
It's a thing.
I'm full. As in, I haven't really been exercising my psychic abilities today, so
can you hand over a couple PPs to Eric? Just give him a
I'll give him a PP, all right.
Just a wedge.
Oh, good, thanks.
In game we don't call him PP.
What are you talking about?
Why?
Yeah, do you want to split your PP between
Wait, us? I was joking. You can actually do that?
As a metapsionicist, I can actually I can pool our PP and then divide it evenly between the two of us.
Okay,
I have 7 points left. So I can give you 4 of those and me 3 and then divide yours between the two of us if you want to.
You have how many?
7 left, which is enough to do one other telekinetic ram, and then nothing else.
So that would leave us with 11 or 12 PP apiece.
Sounds like how many do you have?
That's fine. That's only at a cost of 4 to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shit. Okay. So, like, what's your total capacity?
16.
16, so that divides into what, 8? So you get 12 and I get 11.
Okay,
awesome.
Can I give you the 12?
Is there energy loss when you do that, Eric? Because you have to use your
right,
spend
points. So actually, I have to spend 5 points. So I go down to 2. So then we're each at 9.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I have like 2 things mastered, so.
Okay, actually, God, is that even worth it?
It's a net gain of 2 to you.
Yeah, it's a net gain of 2 for me. God, that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth 7 it right
now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at 7. It would be a net gain of 2.
Wait, I can't. Yeah, never mind. I can't give PP, right?
So Alpharius, it's probably confusing for you standing here watching Piani and Eric measure their PP and see whose is bigger.
I imagine they're doing the Dragon Ball Z fusion dance at this point. Yeah. They've got earrings on and they're fucking going like this shit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you two figure out what you want to do. And that's fine.
Interestingly,
we
don't actually need to distribute it evenly.
I can give you more.
Or in the future, I could give it straight to you. Like, basically, yeah. Yeah. Like, basically, I would drop down to 2, and then we would take your 18 and add 2 to it for 20. And then we'd have 20 points to distribute between the two of us.
Yeah.
But,
treat them like a pool and then figure it out.
I think it should be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can determine, you guys figure out who has what, and that's fine. But... in the moment, you see, like I said, like a half dozen motorcycle cops in their black fringed leather vests and cowboy hats, and you see Mr. Beefsteak with them, and they all pull up, and they see the smoldering hole in the ground, and like the bumper and bits of car that are laying around. Maybe we pan across Dr. Loco's briefcase. Some empty vials of blue fever,
chunks of Dr. Loco.
Yeah, his shoe with a little like stump sticking out of it, and Beefsteak gets off of his motorbike and pulls his helmet off, and he sees you, and he comes running over and looks at you, and he's like, "Is everyone all right? Where are the pirates?"
Unfortunately, they left just as you are about to get here. Did you not see the ship?
Oh, and he like shakes his fist at the sky. I'm sorry. Just to get worked up about this pirate shit.
I mean,
sorry.
It's okay. I understand. I'm just glad we're still standing. But they took off. They still have Kira.
He shakes his head. And what about the rest? She had a crew. I couldn't find them.
I don't know the situation, but I can tell you that we're taking care of it.
Kind of like squints at you, but I don't understand. You're taking care of it, aren't you? Just
I grab his arm and kind of like pull him off to the side.
Okay.
I'm like, beefsteak. Remember when I told you they're about to fire me? I've redeemed myself. We're figuring this out, and we've got it all. We've got a plan to make it happen. We've already arranged to meet. You got to let me do this. I'm sorry you weren't here to help before they came, but I think we've got it under control. Perhaps you'd just be, well, I mean, I kind of thought I would be your backup, but perhaps you'd be my backup this time.
He sighs, and he's like, all I know is I've got the weight of all those dead men under my command. That's all I can think about. I knew them, Piani.
You're too close. I can serve justice for you.
And he looks down and he's like, well, it's not the Fotenhauer way. We like to deal with these things ourselves, but you've got a trustworthy face. I like your eyes. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm being insensitive.
It's okay. Anyway,
listen, you'd better get out of here. He gestures over his shoulder. These cowboys are going to start asking questions, and if you don't want to answer all of them, then, well, I don't want to get you in any trouble.
I appreciate that. I'll tell you what. I will call you soon after we debrief ourselves. I'll let you in on the information so at least you know. Perhaps you could offer any advice, and I'll make sure you're there to take care of the dirtbag who killed your friends.
He nods, and he looks at you like very sternly, and like takes his sunglasses off so you know he's serious, and he's like, I swear if I ever find the man who did this, I'll kill him myself. And by golly, I'm not going to feel good about it, but I'll do it.
I think you're a better man because of it. All right, we'll take your advice. We're going to start going.
Okay. So, yeah, the cops have spread out, and they're, like, examining the crime scene and, like, looking around. And then, yeah, Piani, you come back over to where Higgs and Alfarius are.
Yeah.
Piani, you come over.
All right, let's go. I think we're clear, but we got to get the fuck out of here.
Piani, I'm reading strong indicators that there's a chance that you have sexual attraction to Mr. Beefsteak.
It's
my understanding. Go ahead.
You're obviously malfunctioning, Alfarius. it's an act.
Interesting. Okay.
Like,
you see, sometimes, Alfarius, women can hide their actual true feelings behind fake feelings. Men don't do that. Another reason why women suck.
Hicks is right. They're all assholes.
Sexism without number.
I mean, I think what's really happening is that the secretly Higgs and Alfarius are starting to signal something to each other. Like, man, Alfarius, boy, women are the worst, don't you think? Don't you hate them so much? Yeah, Higgs, they're the worst. They're just terrible and not attractive to me sexually at all. What do you think?
Piani, what you're saying is true, that's fine, but I feel I owe you at least this service. I did detect strong indications that there was tremendous blood flow to his nether regions.
I think it's because of the vibration from riding the motorcycle.
Eric, while that is a possibility, and I have seen such instances occur in nature, I do believe it is actually physical attraction manifested in the form of an erection.
Oh. Piani just is laughing like she's knee slapping right now. She's just like, this is the fucking funniest shit Alfarius has ever said. Alfarius.
I would have wanted to know, so I just thought I would pass it along.
I'll make you a deal. If that ever happens, you can kill him. I mean, not the erection. It's totally natural. But if he ever tries to do something with that erection, I give you permission. You can kill him.
He nods his head. I understand that.
Only not for the erection, but action with the erection. Right?
If he is to attempt intercourse with you, I am to kill him. I understand.
Or maybe he uses his dick as a weapon. I don't know. Anything other than just erection.
That goes without saying. If he uses his dick as a weapon on anybody, I would kill him.
Eric All says, right. You can detect blood flow to the erection?
I get basic diagnostic readouts of everyone that I'm around, yes.
Eric just flushes incredibly brightly, turns around and walks back into the building.
All those thousands of hours. Listen, man, warp travel is slow as fuck, so...
Eric, you know, he doesn't have a whole lot of success with people in general.
It's fine. It's fine. It's lonely out in their space.
So,
anyway, stop talking about erections and get the fuck out of here.
So Beefsteak and his and his police friends, Beefsteak and the hot cops, they like check out the scene, but Beefsteak is like, "All right, we're going to go try to track down that pirate ship." As promised, he buys you an opportunity to escape. Once they're gone, you can kind of bring Flynn out into the open again. So what's the plan from here now? You're in the, I don't know, you're in the warehouse, I guess. You need to get in touch with Kira, yeah, or she'll get in touch with you. If you want to wait, it's up to you. What's the plan? How are you gonna get this ship? Because you're on track, so.
Higgins, I may recommend that we go to a place where, if she does have a contingency plan to eliminate us after the exchange, we read this contingency plan. We need to have the ability to detect a pirate spaceship. It should be neutral, like she said. And as long as we can make the exchange and then get out of there, we should be fine from her ire.
I feel like, you know, we choose the spot on where we want to meet.
Yes.
This time around, I don't want to be ambushed. I agree with what you're saying.
She will say something along the lines, if not, she'll only agree to a fair and neutral spot. I just think that we do pick a location that is both neutral and also predetermined to give us cover against the ship, but also the ability to detect ship.
You know, a neutral spot might be somewhere in public.
Correct. That would be fine.
So maybe we just go find the nearest shopping mall, shopping center. I don't know. Make the trade in the parking lot. How's that sound?
As long as we have a means of transportation for the boat.
Well, I think unless they're driving, maybe when she gives me a call, I'll make sure she brings the trailer and not just the boat, you know? That might be the best play.
That would work.
Okay. All right. All right, well, let's go find a car to steal. Because we got to get going. And so maybe I just go find a police officer's car or something.
The cops have gone, but there are like a few. There'd be cars parked kind of around.
I did hear you say hot cops, by the way, Adam. I know this is an entire episode of Arrested Development.
I was just thinking about Arrested Development, and I thought maybe Alfarious would want to know that the police were attractive, is all.
You have the right to remain silent. Why are all these cops incredibly attractive?
You have the right to remain cyborg, Alfarious. So, yeah, you can steal a car if you want. Steal one, drive it somewhere, ditch it, and be done. That's not too hard out in this part of town.
Okay, that's what we do.
Okay.
I mean, what we really need is a truck that can transport the hyperboat, right?
I mean, not right this second. You're not going
to
be able to steal
the
hyperboat.
Have to transport it somehow.
So I guess what we need is a car so we can go to the location of the hyperboat when she tells us where it is. And then...
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to tell you where it is. Higgs was saying he wants to make a trade in a like public area, so she can't just be like...
Right.
Nuclear missiles instead, yeah. Right?
Is she's not going to bring it back here?
No, she said she was going to go to it and then get in touch with you, and then you could work out together.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. All right. So maybe you're back at your hotel then, or like where do you call? Where do we cut to you talking to Kira? Probably where do you do that from?
I would assume we're already in the shopping center that I've agreed upon being neutral ground, so that me and Alfarius can get set up. I can make sure Piani has a way to like scan the truck quickly to make sure there's no taps or anything like that.
Yeah, shopping is a popular pastime on Asa. There are many exciting shopping malls for you to visit. So you find yourself in one of them, like one of the mega buy and buys. And yeah, it's like essentially like a huge, you know, like 10-story megaplex full of stores. And you said you want to wait in like the parking lot, maybe?
Yeah, the parking lot will work because that way we could see the car that could pull it up and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just in a sea of vehicles, standing by this buy and buy, and you're on your phone. Where's everybody else?
I'm with him.
I'm with Flynn.
Okay.
Otherwise, Flynn is back at the hotel, right? That's where we.
Yeah, if you want, you can kind of go wherever you want here. But Flynn is playing like one of those crane games, trying to pick up a stuffed cowboy hat out of the machine. Nice.
Wait. Surely there's like somewhere nearby where there's like a machine shop or like a Jiffy Lube or something like that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go there with Flynn.
Okay. Sure. Piani, what about you?
I'm trying to think if there's anything that I could do that would be helpful right now. I mean, I suppose I could just go to the store and help them with whatever they need help with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll just do that.
Okay. All right. So, let's start with the call. So Higgs, you call Kira and, she picks up, and she sounds like pretty distraught. Like you can tell in her voice that she's like, you can sense the stress.
Has the race already happened at this point?
No. It's happening later today.
How far away are we from it?
Like several hours. It happens in the late afternoon.
Okay.
All right. So you call her, she picks up.
Yeah. I'm just like, hey Kira, how's it going?
Are you serious right now?
I mean, what the fuck would you want me to say? Do you want me to say, hey, go fuck yourself? Yes, how's it going? I'm being cordial. We're initiating a conversation amongst two adults.
Fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
Good. Same here. I'm doing pretty good, actually. So I found a neutral spot where we can make the trade, if that works for you.
Where is it?
We're here at the Piggly Wiggly out on... I give her whatever.
Give her the sector. Yeah. Because it takes up like every one of these takes up like an entire city block.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because it probably wouldn't like this far ahead and like based on like Asian culture, it wouldn't be like big stores that stayed big. It would be like a giant AM/PM or something. Yeah. They're all just like gas station stores. Yeah, I like that. She's like, okay, I know the place.
Okay. We got some things we need to talk about, Kira.
So talk.
I need a trailer and something to pull that trailer when you come over here, all right? You can't just show up in the boat. That's not going to work.
No, of course. I have a truck.
Okay. If anyone else shows up besides you, we're just going to kill that poor little caterpillar before you even can say hello. Okay, you got it?
Yes. No, I understand.
Okay. Last but not least, I'm going to give you a boat because I know you want to race. Okay? I'll give you our boat that we were going to use.
I think she laughs and she's like, I appreciate the mercy, Captain, but it's not about the race. The boat's not even mine. It belongs to Highbeam. I'm just racing it. Okay. Flynn is my friend. I just want him safe. If I give you the boat, that money's on me for the pirates. I don't know what they're going to do, but at this point, I just don't care anymore. I don't want to die, and I don't want him to get hurt, and whatever the pirates have in store for me, I'll deal with that. Just, I hope that this is worth it. I hope you tell that fucking Brumbo Tungus that he can put one more horrible thing on his list of horrible things he's done in his life.
Hey, Kira, you got people listening to this conversation right now? Or is it just us?
It's just you and I.
Well, actually, we'll have that conversation when you get here. All right? We'll see you soon. Draft safe.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, so she hangs up, and now it's just a matter of waiting. So, Eric, across the street, you're attracting a lot of attention from, like, kids and adults and people of all ages being like, what the fucking shit is that? As the two of you walk by, they've never seen a Norseman before.
Yeah.
So the two of you cross
That's probably how I respond. I'm like, oh, I'm just from Sigrid. It's far away, but we like the Asins.
You're a lot taller and narrower than most of the people on this planet.
We like the Asins.
Okay. So you you cross the street, and yeah, you make your way. And every street here is like a 6-lane highway, so it takes some time. And you get to over to the machine shop. There's some folks working there, and I think they're actually just closing up shop as you get there. Someone's like pulling the thing down, and he turns around and he's like, "Oh shucks, son, you and your
friend."
You and your furry, this furry fella here, y'all gonna have to come back. We're closing up for the big race, national holiday and all that.
Would you have any business while this time period was going on?
He shakes his head. No, of course not. It's a national holiday. We all gotta take the day off. Government pays so we can all go to the show, see?
How much could I pay you to let us just hang out here and play with some stuff?
Well, I reckon I don't understand. You play with some stuff?
Well, we're both handymen. You see, I have a degree in, and I like rattle off my degrees in like astronautics and post tech. And then I'm like, and my friend here is incredibly proficient with, and then I like, you know, reference all of the couple of paradigms that I've seen him working with.
He takes his hat off and he's like wiping sweat off his brow while you're talking. He's like, "Oh shucks, I only got a mail-away degree in car fixings."
Car fixing is great. How's 2,000?
2,000 what?
Credits.
For what exactly? You want to use the shop while I'm away?
Yeah.
This ain't for nothing. And he like walks up to you, illegal or like sexual like.
Because
he looks over at Flynn and he's like, "No, I don't know. Yeah, it's none of my business what a alien and an alien do in their own bedroom, but I want to have my machine shop, you see."
No, sorry.
He like puts his hat back and says, like, "Well, good. Because the new prophet says thou shalt not lay with an alien, and I'm a devout man." So, and he like puts his hand on your shoulder. He's like, "But you see, he's not clear about who's an alien and who's not. So, anyway, 2,000 sounds about right to me."
Okay. Here, I pull out my incredibly cracked and broken data pad, and I'm just like, "Hang on, one second."
Watching you mess with it, Flynn makes a noise that sounds very unusually like laughter.
Yeah. don't be a meanie.
Truncated buzzing sounds.
Yeah. I wire him 2,000 credits and we head in the shop.
Okay. He says all you gotta do, and he like shows you a panel, and he's like, "Just hit these buttons here. When you leave, whole place will just seal itself up."
Okay. No problem.
And he looks between the two, he's like, "All right, you boys have a good time now." And he walks off to his car. I guess he's like monster truck.
"Let's go, Flynn."
Okay. Yeah, Flynn squirms off after you.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what are you gonna do?
Get into stuff.
Yeah, what are you gonna do in there?
I mean, this is mostly just like, let's tinker about with some junk and like make cool things.
Okay.
There's nothing specific that I wanted to make.
Okay. All right. So the two of you are in there doing that. Sometime later, Higgs,
I want to talk to Piani before.
Oh, you want to talk to Piani first? Okay, go ahead.
So like maybe right after I call, I have like a moment of clarity where I just kind of look off to the side and then call Piani right away and say, Piani, how hard would it be to rig a Faraday cage of sorts? You know what I'm talking about? You ever hear one of those?
I don't. You'll have to explain more.
I need a cage or an area or a room or a pad or something to where I could get Kira in there and know that no one else can hear the conversation except for me and Kira. I don't know if the pirates are going to be listening in. I'm a little bit worried.
You want me to build a soundproof booth?
I mean, I guess so, yeah. You got to make sure that whatever's inside can't be heard outside, mechanically or otherwise.
So I couldn't say build a jammer.
You know, that would work. I'd be into that. If you want to build a high-end jammer, yeah.
No, I cannot build a high-end jammer. I can probably cobble something together that will work within a specific range.
As long as it's, face-to-face between two people and they couldn't hear anything through electronic devices, I'm in.
All right. Well, let me see what I can do.
Okay. All right. You got about, however much time we have left.
Yeah. And, I mean, you're standing outside of, like, an enormous store, so you could definitely make a Faraday cage out of the things you could find in that place.
I would like to build something that would allow me to give it to Higgs so he is the central point of the jamming, and okay. In building it I would be, you know, maybe like try to roll on the range in which it actually affects.
Okay. I don't know. So the intention here is to make a jammer that just like blocks all communication in or out of a certain range, like a certain radius, right?
Yeah. So like as long as you're standing within that bubble.
You could just walk into the store and buy one, man. These ASINs are paranoid. They got tinfoil hats for everything.
Okay, well, if I buy one, I take it out of the packaging and then I bring it back to Higgs. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, I made you a device here. It took me a while. I hope you appreciate its craftsmanship.
Fantastic.
I made this thing.
I do,
Piani.
I do. Thank you so much.
All right. So it'll cost you. Let's see. I don't think there's anything in the list as it is. So we'll say it costs like 500 credits for like a good one.
Okay.
Piani, if this works, I'll give you 5% of my earnings on this job.
I'll remember that. You know, I'd remember, right?
I know you'll remember. Seems like it's going to work, though.
Okay, so you've got your little jammer.
Is it just an on-off button?
Yeah. It's got an on and off, and it's got like a little indicator of like signal strength or whatever.
Okay.
So you have it, and and I think this is when you see pulling into this quadrant of the parking lot, because this parking lot's like, you know, miles across. And so you had to give her directions. You know, we're in lot 7B, and you can see her start to approach.
Flynn is with Eric.
Yeah, Flynn is with Eric in the garage across the highway.
Okay. All right. So this big ass truck comes.
It's basically just like a the kind of truck you'd carry around like an F1 racer on, right? It's got a big bed on the back. There's something on the back of it, but it's covered by a tarp. And then there's just the cab, and the whole thing is a hover vehicle, and it's like coming into the parking lot.
Okay. Yep, I'm just standing there with my arms crossed. Maybe I have Alfarius, do you want to be next to me, or do you want to be up on a sniping spot? Like, where do you want to be in the...
I'm next to you.
Okay.
That's more his way.
All right, yeah, he's next to me. I don't know where Piani's at. I don't know where Eric and Flynn are at. But
yeah, Piani, I assume you're nearby?
Should I be for this?
Entirely up to you.
Higgs?
I don't know how you could help the situation, so it's up to you.
I'll play Piani, recon.
I was going to say, Piani, you do have the danger sense, so there is that, right?
Yeah, that's very true. All right, I'm going to go with you.
Okay. All right, and then I have Eric and Flynn. They're off in some unknown car or something. In the sea of cars, they're in a car somewhere.
Okay.
Looking inconspicuous. Okay, maybe they're in the back of a van. Let's say that we found a van.
Okay. All right. You stole a van.
We stole a van, yeah.
Okay. All right, so so she pulls this truck down the lane that separates the two quadrants of the thing, and pulls up in front of the where you're at, and she puts it in park. Door opens. She gets out, and she's just wearing like street clothes now.
Okay.
She hops out and walks towards you.
Hey, Kara, how's it going? Just like give her a smile.
Yeah, it kind of gives you this look like, fuck it, man, I don't know.
So is that the magical boat back there?
She looks over her shoulder. She nods. She's like, yeah, that's it.
You know I'm going to have to verify that somehow, right?
Yeah, you could go over there and look at it if you want.
Well, to be honest, I have no idea what that fucking boat looks like.
She just puts her hands up. So... what then?
Alfaris, did you see the boat when we went tried to steal it the first time?
Yes.
All right.
I did.
Alfaris, go make sure that's the boat.
Gladly.
Okay. So, Alfaris, you want to walk over there and take a look?
Yep. I do a walk around. Okay.
Yeah, you lift up the tarp, and it does appear to be the boat that you saw before.
I'm no expert, but that appears to be the boat.
Fantastic. I like what you've done with the boat, Kira. Say, and then I click on the click that okay. on. Say, how about you get away from those space pirates and join me in the swan song with your boyfriend, your boyfriend Flynn, on the ship.
She laughs. She's like, first of all, Flynn's not my boyfriend.
Well, whatever his relationship is, we could use the both of you.
Second of all, I owe these pirates a lot, and I can't just disappear.
I'm going to stop you there, Kira. Do you know how much money I owe people across the galaxy?
It's not just about the money. See, this is the thing. This is why I got so upset about this whole thing and went to the pirates instead of just dealing with you. This isn't the only hostage situation I'm in the middle of. The pirates have my family. If I don't... And she, like, gestures at the boat. If I don't win races for them, if I don't make them money, I don't know what's going to happen to them. They gave me the boat to do that. Flynn built it.
All anyway. Right. So you got whatever. Two options just, here. Hold on. We can just extend this little event even further. Let's say we kidnap you. They can't hear us right now. They don't know what we're saying. Just looks like we're having a cordial conversation. What if we kidnap you? We contact the pirates ourselves. Say we'll trade, I don't know, the boat for the family. Who knows? We got the local PD on our side now. They'll be sure as hell to shoot up those pirates. We'll get your family back.
She laughs. She's like, you don't read the news, do you? Ace is fucked, Higgs. The pirates basically have control of this planet. It's only a matter of time before Sunbeam collapses. She looks around at the parking lot, and you can see these, like, just cars in all directions. Most of them, made by Ace and factories. They're just shimmering in the heat. There's people coming and going, families with their, you know, their carts full of, like, industrial-sized things of Crisco. And she looks at you, and she's like, this whole place is a graveyard. Higgs, it's just a matter of time. Whether they have my family or not, High Beam's the winning team here.
Well, I just got to say, I'm going to offer it once more. I know it's your family and all, but really, what does family mean in the end of the day? We could be your new one.
She laughs. She's like, I appreciate what you're trying to do for me, but I just need to get Flynn back and try to figure this situation out. Just take the boat. And she like throws you the keys, basically.
All right. Piani, you want to check the boat, make sure nothing's on there that's going to get us in trouble? You have the means to do so?
Sure. Is it okay, Alfarius?
Yes.
Can I go over? Okay. Then I go over there. I guess I look at the boat, inspect it.
Yeah. I mean, nothing, you know, nothing triggers your psychic feelings. None of, like, you're not, there's no worry there. Like, it seems okay.
Okay. Everything looks good, Higgs.
All right, Kier, it's been a pleasure.
So she's like, well, hold on. Where's Flynn?
I'm going to give you his location. He's nice and tidy. You know, that little guy's a nice specimen. I hope you and Flynn live well together.
She shakes his head. She shakes her head. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I guess. Enjoy the boat.
Thank you. We're going to win. We're not going to race it at all. We're just going to sell it. Anyways, put my hand up to my ear and just say, yeah, Eric, go ahead and get out of the vehicle. And I'll have Kira come collect the little guys. So say your goodbyes. I know it's going to be rough.
Vehicle? What? Sorry, Mr. Higgins?
You hear like welding sounds and clanging from the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Eric, the vehicle that you're supposed to be waiting in with Flynn right now.
Flynn. Flynn, we should get going. No, yes. Yeah. We'll bring it with you. Well, we paid enough. Sure, take that too. Okay. No, wait, but we have to push both of the... Woo, woo, woo.
Mr. Higgins, we'll be there soon.
Okay, figured as much. I turn to Kira and it's like, they're on their way.
Okay, so Kira kind of like nervously like waits on the sidewalk, looking around. Maybe she sits down and just like waits there, looking pretty dejected. Eric, you and Flynn come back?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Flynn's got like a kind of like shoulder bag with a bunch of parts of like stuff he was building with him. And the two of you come back. And yeah, when Kira sees him, she runs over and like puts her arms around his big furry torso. And he's like buzzing and making noises. And she's like, really? Seriously? And she like looks over at you, Higgs, and she's like, and then looks at Eric. God damn it.
I told you can come on the swan song any day you want.
And she's like, you just threatened a high beam gunship with your finger, and this guy. I've got plenty of crazy in my life. I don't need any more of it. And besides, has anybody ever told you that the swan song's a really bad name for a spaceship? You're asking for it.
I like immediately go to my pistol and I'm just like, God fucking damn it, don't you make me fucking pull this pistol.
My hand gently goes to your hand, just like says, now's not the time.
Like, this fucking little kid, goddamn. It's like, all right.
Let's return the boat, complete our mission.
Yeah. Alfarius basically has to talk me down.
Yeah.
To get inside
I swear to God, I'll fucking get you.
Yeah. And we get inside
see his
the
blood
vehicle.
Pressure rising, so he just like puts his hand on his
yeah. We get inside the vehicle and drive off.
Okay. Yeah. So I think as you're getting into the truck or whatever, we see you start to like pull away and she looks at Kira looks at Flynn and she's like, well, back to square one, eh, buddy? And he makes a sound and she looks inside and she's like, you want to get a Slurpee? And he like nods, and the two of them walk inside, and the auto doors open, and they go in.
He as could you drive. Nod this whole time.
You drive the truck off.
What a sick reveal!
Yeah, let's take our break here.
Awesome stuff. All right, we'll come back and go into the final hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Not going anywhere. We'll be right back, guys, with more. We'll see you then.